AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. Joining me now is EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Administrator Regan, welcome to AgriTalk.
Well, thank you for having me. Excited to have the conversation.
Excellent. We talked recently with Mitch Landrieu. He is certainly excited and fired up about the Building a Better America Rural Infrastructure Tour and the funding for several projects across the country, including the one that you and USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack are highlighting today, Franklin County, North Carolina. $39 million for six watershed projects in North Carolina is a really nice investment. What are the goals?
Well, I can tell you that $39 million for those watershed projects is a huge investment. And just for 2022 alone, let's add another $200 million for the state of North Carolina as well. We're seeing unprecedented investments in our rural water infrastructure, our rural watersheds, because the president had a vision to build a better America. And through these infrastructure investments, we are not leaving our rural communities behind. And so Secretary Vilsack and I have enjoyed such a great partnership. We've enjoyed traveling the country together. And in North Carolina, we are highlighting a great wastewater project in rural eastern North Carolina, where those investments are being put to good use.
Outstanding. Yeah, it's there's plenty of investments coming our way. They are maintenance issues that are long overdue, Administrator Regan, and we're glad to see that they're happening, including on the inland waterways with the locks and dams.
Absolutely. You know, we've not had our rural communities at the table in the past, and this president wants rural America to understand, we understand this country is as great as it is because of rural America. And these investments will only help bolster the economic vitality of our rural communities.
Outstanding. Outstanding. As long as we're talking about water, what is the status of the waters of the U.S. final rule?
You know, we proposed a rule largely drawn from the pre-2015 definition of WOTUS. We're updating it to reflect past Supreme Court decisions, and we're currently reviewing those comments. But I want to be clear that we want to be pragmatic. We want a durable role, and we want to keep the common sense pieces like prior converted crop exclusions, normal ranching and farming exemptions. We want to have a durable rule that will not give this country whiplash like we've seen over the past few years. And so that's right. Our goal with this proposed rule.
Yeah, certainty is what rural America is looking for on this. The updates, are those updates leaning to the Obama era or to the Trump era rules?
You know, we're going back pre-2015 that precede both President Obama and President Trump. So this rule will go back prior to President Obama, pre-2015. We're going to try to codify some decisions that the Supreme Court has already made just so that we can provide that certainty. And again, we want to hold on to those practical exemptions and exclusions that we know our rural and farming community needs.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, EPA has proposed denying all pending SRE requests under the RFS. Is that still the plan for the 60-plus pending SREs?
You know, we're still looking at that decision, and I believe that we need to be on course to grow biofuels in this country. And so when we look at some of these exemptions, it's our opinion and it's the court's opinion that these exemptions have not been done appropriately in the past. And we look forward to making the right calls as we move forward.
Excellent. That sounds like good news. Good news. In the last decision that denied the request from 36, they were given an alternative avenue for compliance. Do we expect the same, or are we going to actually get that demand for ethanol back into the system?
You know, I don't want to jump in front of any announcements, but what I want to say is the alternative path for compliance that was awarded to the first batch of SREs was done because you know, these mistakes were made so far in the past, and the market has moved forward, and the conditions on the ground has shifted such that we made those special conditions or provisions for those. Moving forward, that is not a guarantee.
Outstanding. Love hearing that. Okay. EPA, the final renewable volume obligations for 2020, 21, and 22. Commitment has been made by EPA to get that done by June 3rd. Is that still the plan?
That is still the plan. We want to provide certainty. We want to rebuild the foundation of this program. 2022 was a cleanup year. As you know, 2020 was a cleanup year. 2022 will be one of the most aggressive RVO years that we've seen. And then from 2023 and beyond, we want to build on that. Biofuels will be a part of the solution for climate change and lowering the prices of that we're seeing at the pumps.
Man, rural America is going to love hearing that. Does it surprise you that Congress is not taking a more active role in defining the future of the RFS post-2022?
You know, it has. And this program, in my opinion, has not been well managed in the past. Some hard decisions have to be made. But with the partnership that I have with Secretary Tom Vilsack, coming from eastern rural North Carolina myself, I understand the needs of our communities. And so what we're going to do is we're going to follow the law, we're going to follow the science, and we're going to put this program on sound footing so that biofuels can play the role that Congress intended for it to play.
That is great news right there. I love hearing that. One last biofuel issue. EPA recently held a comment period regarding the food versus fuel issues relative to renewable diesel. What was the response? Did you get a lot of comments?
We did get a lot of comments. And you know, this agency has pledged to be transparent and listen to all comments. But, you know, I consult on a daily basis, if not weekly basis, with the Secretary of Agriculture. And so the decisions that we make, we will not be put in a position where our country has to face fuel versus food. We don't believe we're there. We don't believe we'll get there. And we believe that the science and the law provides for us to create a viable path for biofuel.
That is outstanding. Administrator Regan, you've been very generous with your time this morning. Thank you so much. Have safe travels down there. And these infrastructure problems, as I mentioned, long overdue. The updates are needed. Thank you for highlighting that.
Hey, well, thank you for having me. Enjoyed the conversation.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That is EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Thank you for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. Come back this afternoon. We've got another great conversation for you on AgriTalk, talking with Kevin McNew from Farmers Business Network. Have a great day.